Morning, beloveds. Our readings this morning is Psalm 86, and we're finishing off the last three verses from 15. But verse 14 speaks about insolent people that has risen up against the believers, and a band of ruthless people seeking our lives. And then they do not set God before them. And then it goes on, verse 15. But you, O Lord, are a God, merciful and gracious, slow in anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Turn to me and be gracious to me. Give your strength to your servant and save the son of your maidservant. Show me a sign of your favor, that those who hate me may see and be put to shame, because you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me. Hallelujah. Beautiful. So relevant, you know. Yeah, we see the evil people, and then we see the plea of the righteous. Yeah. And in the TPT, the verse 16 is beautiful. It says, bring me to your grace fountain so that your strength becomes mine. Be my hero and come rescue your servant once again. Hallelujah. So it's just so beautiful, you know, when he says here, bring me to your grace fountain. And what is that? Come boldly to the throne of grace, to find grace and mercy for the time of need. And what happens when you do that, and you run to God and not to man, you run to his strength and you want his strength, you want his leading and not your own strengths and your own leading. That's where his strength, when you tap into his grace fountain and you agree with him, you flow together with him. So your strength is his strength. Your plan is his plan. And it says working together with him, the grace of God is not in vain. So working together with him, the grace of God is to your gain and to your family's gain and to the world's gain. Amen. And he is then the hero that rescues us. But this last part here is just so beautiful. Show me a sign of your favor. So it's something, you know, we guys need. It's no use serving a living God and never seeing the living God, and the living God is not coming through for us, because if he's not coming through for us, then there is a problem. Are we on the highway of holiness? Are we seekers of God, or are we seekers of pleasure? So God coming through is very important. He needs to be the author. When he's the author, he's also the perfecter of his faith. So you want to see the things that you are praying for, the things that you are believing for. And praise God, we've been encouraged a lot this week, just seeing God move on the counter prayer. And this morning, it's not last night, it was heavy, but my heart is flowing again. Dr. Ulinski, or Zelinski, I don't know how you say his name in that, he's an Orthodox Jew with such a heart for God. And he was one of the first guys shouting out on the rooftop what is happening, this pandemic and the lies and the wrong procedures. And him shouting on the rooftop, they've saved millions literally from death with his medical prevention, you know, just when the deception, when the sickness starts knocking on your door, take early treatment, save millions. And then his understanding of what is happening here, that this is the last days, this is the evil, the devil moving with these evil people. He's been shouting that out. He needs our prayer, and this is my prayer for him, you know, that personally, that God shows him his favor, that those who hate him may see and be put to shame, because you, Lord, help him and comfort him. So that last part is very much my prayer. I'm going to put it out on the group, because there's not many that listen to the message, but hopefully more would just look and see and read. So bless you guys, and just, you know, stick to your God. Amen. Stick to be a God seeker, not a man pleaser. Be blessed as you arise and shine, in Jesus' name. Amen.